When Luke felt the hand grab his arm, he yelled, and all the other kids turned their heads to see what had happened. And who did they see? He was one of the townspeople of Candyland. He was a funny little man with a round belly and knobby arms and short little legs, with a face that looked kind and trustworthy.
Oh, I wouldn't go that way if I were you, your highnesses. Prince Popsicle and his scouts hide in that part of the forest. If you're trying to get back to your world, then follow me. I'll show you the way.
So what else were the kids going to do? They didn't know where else to go, so they followed the funny little man in the other direction as he took them down a path that led them along Root Beer River until it led them all the way to the Sea of Whipped Cream. But of course, since Prince Popsicle had turned everything cold, Root Beer River was just solid brown ice, and the whipped cream sea had completely turned to giant glaciers of ice cream. And the kids were starting to shiver as they got colder, and Elijah asked, "Hey, Mr., what's your name again?"
"The name's Marshmallow Max. My family used to run the marshmallow factory in town until Prince Popsicle took it from us and started making freeze pops. You know, the kind that take forever to melt and are impossible to open without scissors? Those ones."
"Oh, that is not right," said Elijah. And then Evelyn spoke up and said, "How do we overthrow Prince Popsicle and help Candyland get back to normal, Max?"
"The only way to defeat the evil prince is to destroy him with his own kind of evil magic. But nobody around here has access to that kind of wicked sorcery."
And then Nora had an idea. "Hey, Elijah and Evelyn, remember when we turned Lord Licorice into a piece of licorice at your house with his own cane, and then Clover ate him?" And then Elijah said, "Yeah? And?" "Well, maybe Clover could help us, especially if she has the magic of Lord Licorice inside her still. Maybe we should go get her and find out." "Well, how do we even get back if we can't get to the sour gummy tree?" said Luke. And then Max said,
"Oh yes, about that. If you'll just follow me this way, please." And he led them to the edge of a cliff overlooking the Sea of Whipped Cream. "To get home, you'll need to simply jump off this cliff."
Elijah said, "Ah, why can't we just walk through a door or something? We always have to do something so scary." Then Jack and Joey were really scared. After all, this was still their first time in Candyland. They had never even been here before, and they definitely didn't know what it was like to jump off a cliff just to get back home. So Luke, Nora, Evelyn, and Elijah consoled them and said, "Don't worry, you guys. We've done this before. I know it looks really scary, and, well, it is really scary, but it'll work. You'll see." So the six kids held hands and stood at the edge of the cliff, and together they counted. 1, 2, 3! And they jumped off the edge, and all of them screamed and hollered for what felt like an eternity until they felt themselves crash onto the dining room table at Luke and Nora's house, where they found the entire family. That's right, all of their parents were sitting around the table. The table broke into pieces and their parents all screamed in fright. There were broken plates and dishes all over the place now. And when everything calmed down, the parents all looked up and said,
"Where have you kids been? We've been looking all over for you.
The reason we're all sitting around the table like this is because we're trying to figure out where you were. We were just about to call the police to start a search for you." And Jack yelled,
"There's no time to explain. We need Clover."
And the parents all just looked at each other and said, "Huh?" But without another word, all six kids ran to get Clover. And when they found her sleeping in the corner, they grabbed her by the collar and took her outside to the candy tree. And when they got there, Joey said, "Okay, so how are we going to get Clover up to the top of the tree so we can get back to Candyland?" Elijah said, "Me and Luke and Jack will push her up to the top, and Joey, Nora, and Evelyn, you pull." And so the six kids worked hard to haul Clover all the way to the top of the tree, while Clover just seemed kind of confused about what was going on. And it wasn't easy, but when they finally got her to the top, the weight of all seven of them was about to break off those top branches, when suddenly it felt cold as they looked around and saw they were back in Candyland. As they all tumbled out of the tree, they sat there shivering next to each other. And Clover, she was just more confused than any of them as she sat there whimpering, looking around in each direction. But then, they heard Clover start growling. She could smell and hear something off in the distance, and soon enough, the kids could hear it too. It was the sound of an army, as if it was marching to war. And as the sound got louder, Clover started growling louder too. And then, a few minutes later, they saw it. It was Prince Popsicle and his entire army of frozen candy soldiers. Luke said, "Everybody, follow me," as he ran out of the candy cane forest with Clover and the other five kids following close behind, as they narrowly escaped being seen by Prince Popsicle and his battalions. And as Luke kept running, he took them to the tiny village of Gumdrop Grove, which was just a short walk from the edge of the frozen candy cane forest. And when they got there, they found the local library. "This place looks familiar. Have we been here before?" Evelyn asked. And then they all started to remember it. This was the most famous library in all of Candyland, known for its history books that were filled with ancient spells that could reverse any kind of magic. They ran to the section of the library where the history books were held, and Nora pulled out the one that told the story of Lord Licorice, the old villain of Candyland whom they had defeated not so long ago. She flipped to the section full of spells, which told of the spell that could turn back time on any evil enchantment. And together, they read the spell out loud. "Hula Bula Libida Mula?" And as soon as the words left their mouths, they heard a loud crackle of thunder as they looked outside and saw the sky flash brightly with all the colors of the rainbow. And they ran outside, and already they could feel the air was getting warmer. And after a few minutes passed, they looked around and started to see the ice cream all over the ground was beginning to melt. And after a few minutes, they heard the sound of Prince Popsicle's army marching into the tiny village. Oh no! As the marching soldiers began to funnel down the narrow main street and stopped at the front of the library, right where the six kids stood. And up from the back of the crowd marched Prince Popsicle himself, on top of a dark horse.
Well, what have we here? Even I didn't think you'd be so foolish as to come back to my world after you'd broken out of your cell and escaped home. And then Jack stepped up and said, "Haven't you noticed, Prince Popsicle? It seems to be getting warmer outside." And then a look of surprise fell across Prince Popsicle's face, as if he hadn't yet realized the sudden change in the weather, which had never happened since he took over the rule of Candyland. "Why, by Jove, you're right. Why is it so warm out here?" "It's too late," Joey said. "We've found the history books of Candyland, and we've already read the spell that will reverse the curse you put on this place. I hope you've enjoyed your time on the throne, because it's about to end."
"What?"
Prince Popsicle said. "You're lying. That cannot be true." But the six kids just stood there smiling at him. And then he said, "Well, if I'm going down, I'm going to take you all with me." As he lifted up his staff made of ice and as he ran towards the kids. But suddenly, Clover ran out from behind the kids. And remember how Clover ate Lord Licorice when he was just a little piece of licorice? Well, all this time, Clover had the magic of Lord Licorice inside her. So she turned around and pointed her tail right at Prince Popsicle and blasted a bolt of magic out, which hit Prince Popsicle and set off an explosion that sent him flying high into the sky and way up into the distance, where he eventually landed on an iceberg in the Sea of Whipped Cream. And that's where he remains banished to this day, where he can't hurt anyone or anything again. And when Prince Popsicle's army realized their leader was gone, they all threw down their armor, which was really just made of thick candy shells, and put down their spears, which were really just sharpened candy canes, and they hugged each other, for the war was over. The curse had been broken and the magic had been restored.
And in the days that followed, as the sun began shining in the sky for the first time in years, the lollipop flowers began to grow again, and the streets of chocolate were finally visible once more, and even the marshmallow factory started making marshmallows again. Things were finally returning to the way they were supposed to be, and they all had the 6 children and Clover to thank for it. So the townspeople got together and held another ceremony to honor the children by making all of them princes and princesses of Candyland. And Clover got a bone made of the finest candy any dog had ever tasted. And as princes and princesses of Candyland, they were all welcome back whenever they wanted, and they could eat as much candy as their bellies could hold. The only trick was they had to actually find a way back. So the next day, all 6 kids and Clover decided to play a game of hide-and-seek on Butterscotch Farm. Butterscotch Farm was a huge field filled with long, thin sticks of butterscotch candy, and it was delicious. And as the kids ran through the field, they started to get lost. Like, for real. They couldn't remember where they were or how to get out. So they all found each other in the field and they held hands, and together they carefully walked through the butterscotch sticks, only to find that when they finally got to the end of the butterscotch and walked out, they were in a very normal looking yard with normal green grass on the ground and a normal looking house that wasn't made of candy like the houses in Candyland. And then they turned around to look back at the field, but what they saw was they had just walked out of a normal wheat field. And they actually recognized where they were. They weren't that far from Jack and Joey's house. Somehow, they had traveled from Candyland back to their world. So they walked to Jack and Joey's house and ran inside and called all of their parents to come pick them up and bring them home. And as they were waiting, they each smiled at each other, knowing that this would be a memory none of them would ever forget, especially Clover. Do you ever find yourself wondering when the next episode is going to come out for the Storyland podcast? I know they don't come out as much as we all want them to, but if you want to be the first to know about when the next story is going to drop, all you got to do is follow us on Instagram or Facebook, or just go to storyland.show and you'll find links to all the different places online where you can listen and watch and even leave a comment and make suggestions about other story ideas that you might have. Just go to storyland.show. Or again, you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Just search for Storyland, all one word, podcast. Storyland podcast, and you should be able to find us there. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.